season show us Jesus in many different ways. Last week, we saw Jesus and his concern for his mother at the wedding party that he attended. In today's gospel lesson, we see Jesus in an entirely different light. We see him in the synagogue, where he was asked to read the lesson and to explain the passage to bring it alive for the people. Scholars agree that what Jesus read that day was not part of the Haftarah, the schedule of readings for the synagogue worship, or as we would say, the lectionary. In other words, he did something that was almost never done. He chose his own text. He chooses what is marked in our Bibles as Isaiah 61:1-2. In these few words, we see, in a nutshell, how Jesus understands his mission to the world. What is Jesus' work? It is to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Notice what Jesus says of himself as he read Isaiah 61, and the implications made for his ministry and work. Number one, he would preach the gospel to the poor. Simply put, he would proclaim the good news of grace to the impoverished. It would not matter if they were poor physically or poor spiritually. Two, he would heal the brokenhearted. In other words, he would cure the ailments of the heart and the spirit. It would not matter where the pain and anguish came from, sin or suffering, discouragement or disease, he would bring healing to them. Three, he would deliver the captives. His mission was to bring freedom to those in bondage, whether it was a physical impairment or a spiritual imprisonment, for the sinner or for the saint, he would set them free. Four, he would restore sight to the blind. The eyes of those who were unseeing would be opened. Those that were blinded by tradition, wealth, self-righteousness, sickness, or ignorance, he would bring them to a unique vision of God's love and God's will for their lives. He would, number five, he would set at liberty the oppressed. Freedom was his number one tool. To those who were downtrodden by pharisaical religion, physical infirmities, or sordid sins, Jesus would set them free. Six, he proclaimed the acceptable year of the Lord. This refers to the time when God, in his sovereign grace, will bring freedom from debt and the chains of sin to all those who are his. Jesus proclaimed the time is now. Christ, as the head of the church, has placed his business in this world into the care of his church, which is now his body here on earth. As Christ was anointed by God, so the church was anointed on the day of Pentecost. Since that day, the mission of the church has been, or should have been, the same as Christ's. If Jesus is the King we serve, if his is the kingdom that we join when we become a Christian, if his is a royal mandate, if this is his anointing, then this is our mandate, this is our anointing, this is our call given by the Holy Spirit. We who bear the name of Christ, Christians, ought to live according to Christ's manifesto. It is our mission as individuals and as a community to bring good news to the poor in our society. Today's gospel challenges us to stretch out our hands in practical solidarity with those who are visibly disadvantaged around us. As Christians, we should not only be concerned with saving people's souls, we should also be concerned with saving their bodies, their health, their housing, and their jobs. The good news is for every person and for the whole person, body and soul. Led by the Holy Spirit, we too must minister to the whole person, both physically and spiritually. N.T. Wright, a New Testament scholar, talks about the task of Christians in the world. He says, many say, oh yes, the Holy Spirit came in his place to live in us. Yes, but for what purpose? The Holy Spirit came to empower us to be God's life in the world. We are to do the work of God in the world. We are to be God to the world. And we cannot do that alone. The church is God's redemptive community. in the world. Without you, and without you joined with God's other children, God's work will not be done. He will not do it without us, and He will not do it for us. We don't have Jesus walking the earth today, reaching out to touch the diseased, to give food to the hungry, to bring comfort and courage to the oppressed. But we do have His church, His body, and His world doing the same thing. We, the body of Christ Church here in Tawanda, we who are the hands of Christ, are to bring healing to the diseased, food to the hungry, and comfort to the oppressed, both in and outside of our community. Jesus' mission and ours is to preach God's word. That is only effective when it is led by the Holy Spirit. By the power of His Spirit, let us simply tell who Jesus is, tell His character, and tell what He's like. We are called to proclaim our Savior, the message of His cross, of sin, and of forgiveness. What if we feel like we can't teach like Jesus taught, or heal like He healed? What are we able to do? Well, first, if we want to be effective as individuals and as a church for Christ, we have to be rooted in the living God. If we are serious about our faith, if we think that the church should be more than a social club, then we need to be serious about our attendance of worship, receiving communion, reading of the Bible, attending Bible studies, and sharing in fellowship groups. We need to be serious about our prayers. We need to be equipped for the ministry of Jesus Christ. Paul, in the Corinthians lesson, reminds us that we are all one body, and that when one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. God gave gifts to the church, apostles, prophets, teachers, then deeds of power, gifts of healing, works of assistance, forms of leadership, and various kinds of tongues. Then he asks, are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers? Of course not. But there are many opportunities to serve God in and out of his church. You see, God has given each one of us different gifts, different opportunities, different job descriptions. Mother Bo listed in her annual report many of the ministries that are available in our church that most anyone can do. Sign up for one. Every time you visited someone in a hospital, nursing home, or visitor shut-in, and prayed with them, you have ministered like Jesus did. Every time you've seen someone in church who suffered a tragedy, and you spent time praying with them, you've prayed like Jesus did. Every time you've seen someone sitting alone in worship, you've gone over to them and given them your name and welcomed them to church, you've worshiped like Jesus did. Every time you invite a friend or a neighbor to come to church and worship with you, you have called people to come to Him, just like Jesus did. Every time you have told someone what God has done for you, you have taught just as Jesus taught. Doing these things, you have used your talents to serve God and to serve those around you. Jesus said, today this scripture has been fulfilled in our hearing. Today salvation has come to you. Yes, God's salvation is here. It is present in our world now. Amen.